online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you for what you are doing and for what you are about to do. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for bringing us from January 1 till December 29. God, you have been so merciful. You have been so kind. God, even through our bad days, you were there. Even through our good days, you were still there. And God, even when we wasn't good to ourselves, you were still blessing us and being good to us. And for that, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will have thine own way, for we decrease, O God, so you may increase within us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will heal every hurting and wounded spirit. God, have thine own way, O God. Uplift spirits and bow down heads on today, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Hebrews, 13th chapter and the 8th verse. That's Hebrews 13 and verse 8. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is yesterday, today, and forever. People of God, it's so important to understand that our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is always with you, and he is always for you. What he's done for others, he will do for you. God can be trusted and counted on at all times to comfort his people. Knowing that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever reminds us that God was and still is reliable. He was reliable in the past, and so we can trust him today, and we can hold fast to the hope that is tomorrow. God has always existed. And he wants us to be a part of his kingdom. Yes, we can trust, we can rely, and we can depend on him. He will never fail us. You know, sometimes we fail God, but God will never fail us. Many times we change, but God will never change on us. The same God who displayed his favor in the scriptures, he is still at work today. He wants to open new doors of favor. He wants to line up supernatural appointments, and he wants to bring new increases and provisions, just as he did for Abraham, Joseph, and Elijah. He wants to heal you like the woman with the issue of blood. He wants to ignite your faith. He wants to increase the relationship between you and him. He wants to remove that blockage that is there. He wants to remove that fear that is holding you back from using you to your full potential. But the question is, are you ready to receive everything God has for you? Are you ready to let go of the past so God can step into your future? Even your present. Can you see it with your eyes of faith of what God wants to do for you and through you? God changes not. He was the God of miracles then, and he's the God of miracles now. You can trust him. He was your provider and your healer then, and he's your Jehovah Jireh, and he's your Jehovah Rapha now. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So do not think it's strange when he parts a Red Sea for you, when he opens up a major door, when he brings you among great men and women. Do not think it's strange when he sends angelic combat chariots just to protect you. Do not think it's strange when God sends manna from heaven and it causes that cruise of oil to flow and flow. And when you ask him to bless you, don't you be shocked when he opens the windows of heaven and pours out exceedingly, abundantly more than you can ask, think, or imagine. My God. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy it's happening right now. This next miracle you are about to see is the one that will change everything in the mighty name of Jesus. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You see, Paul used a unique term to express God's superabundant ability to work beyond our prayers, beyond our imagination, beyond our thoughts, and even beyond our dreams. So, let's look at the English translations of the term abundantly. In the NIV, it says immeasurably more. In King James Version, it said exceedingly abundantly above all. In the NLT, it says infinitely more. And also it says in the NIV, it says, not only that, above and beyond, far more abundantly beyond all. So when God pours out his favor in this season, it won't be just a drizzle. It's going to be a flood, a flood of ideas, a flood of good breaks, a flood of talent, a flood of opportunities for you to increase your influence in such amazing ways. People of God, don't shrink back into doubt, because when you doubt, it nullifies what God wants to do. When you doubt, you don't believe that God can do it. Simple as that. Keep believing. Keep hoping. Keep praising. Because the same favor that was in and that is in the Word of God is coming your way. Don't you dare give up. I want you to take those steps of faith and receive everything that God has for you. Don't limit yourself. And most of all, don't you limit God. Open up and receive everything that God has for you, because He is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He changes not. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Father God, we thank you that your favor and blessings that are available to us each and every day. Father God, we believe and declare that a flood of ideas, a flood of good breaks, a flood of spiritual breakthrough, a flood of talent, and so much more is coming our way. And God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, because you are a faithful God. You are a loving God. You never fails us, God. The more we err, the more you're there to pick us up. And we just want to say thank you. We glorify you, God. Give you all the glory and honor. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. I even thank you for a blessed year. You have really encouraged me. You have supported me. And even some of you, when I see you out among the public, you tell me how the messages are very uplifting to you. I give God all the glory for using me in such a time as this. I want to encourage you to keep it on. Don't lose hope and keep your faith in God. Go into 2024 with a praise on your lips and a dance in your feet, knowing that God is going to give you everything. He can even give you everything before we get into 2024. Don't you give up. I am here to tell you, He is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Thank you for your love and for your support of this ministry. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Also, if you need to patronize my website, it's www.patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And also, remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com.